WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The six construction workers missing after the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore are now presumed to have died. The bridge falling apart after being slammed by a cargo ship early Tuesday. The investigation goes on into what caused the crash, but the economic impacts of the bridge collapse are becoming clear.
More than $80 billion in cargo passes through this port every year, and now shipping and logistics companies are scrambling to find other options to move these massive containers. Shipping in and out of the port is suspended indefinitely through vessel traffic. Cruise ships that were supposed to leave from here are now rerouting to Virginia instead.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze in Baltimore. A Texas law that allows the state to arrest and deport, possibly, migrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally will remain on hold for now, thanks to a new ruling today by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Only one winning ticket sold for last night's billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot in the state of New Jersey. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is letting a lower court ruling stand that a group of Amazon delivery drivers in Wisconsin should be classified as employees. The case is being watched closely for its impact on all kinds of different businesses. 20 elected officials across Wisconsin are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed on Tuesday. They're protesting President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza. Meanwhile, 6-12% of Wisconsin voters may go with one of the third-party or independent candidates for president in November.
There's this sense that the American political system is broken and not listening to ordinary Americans. So there's lots of disenchantment.
Political scientist Kathy Kramer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers visits the Appleton Fire Department Station No. 1 to sign Senate Bill 829 into law. It will allow tactical emergency medical service professionals to carry a firearm while in the line of duty in areas where a firearm is normally prohibited.
The bottom line is we need to make sure that they're able to do their jobs to the best of their abilities and protect themselves in situations where their lives may be at risk.
The success the Appleton community had in integrating tactical emergency medical services into emergency responses helped to inspire the bill. The newly combined healthcare system, Frederick Theta Care Health, breaks ground Tuesday on a new hospital coming to Oshkosh. The $84 million facility is designed to be a micro-hospital that will offer around-the-clock access to emergency and inpatient care. The hospital is expected to be completed in 2025 and create about 60 new jobs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Bucks lose in double overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but somehow the Lakers came back to beat Milwaukee in five-serve form, 128-124 in double overtime. Giannis Antetokounmpo at his locker after the loss.
Start of the game, we moved the ball really well side to side. I think in the last couple of minutes of the game, it was like one pass shot. And Lee, I think they did a good job just, you know, playing great defense, switching, having us play one-on-one.
So the Bucks now head to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rockies 6-1 in their final game of spring training. Milwaukee actually finished above the 500 mark with a record of 16-14 in Cactus League action. They're off to New York to face the Mets tomorrow on opening day. Manager Pat Murphy on losing center fielder and leadoff man Garrett Mitchell to a broken left hand suffered over the weekend during batting practice.
Yeah, fracture in his hand. He's getting an opinion right now with hand specials.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a little breezy again today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 37 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, 42. And then by Friday, we're going to warm it back up. It'll be mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Wednesday on Matt Nair On Air, we talked to someone working with a group called Republican Voters Against Trump, and our civic media meteorologist joins us. Don't miss it.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mayor Schmidt, still on vacation down in Mexico. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. They offer 24/7 emergency services for its clients, provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage restoration, water damage restoration, mold remediation, wind and hail damage restoration, along with storm damage repair, biohazard cleanup, and they operate on a national level. And they're catastrophic events such as hurricanes, Midwest Restoration will be there. They also come around here and help out so many local charities, Habitat for Humanity, the Red Cross, Feeding America, Make-A-Wish, local schools and communities. They are number one. If you need help, they're the ones to call. 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. Joining us right now, Emily Smith, Executive Director of Financial Development at the Y. Hello, Emily.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Happy snowy day we got here.
Yes. So can we tell a personal story?
Sure.
So I asked you if I should ask Todd, should I feel like kind of embarrassed that I texted Dr. Chan last night from Jeopardy fame and asked him if he wanted to be involved in a game show type thing. And as Chris, who was here earlier, said, he left me on red. And now I'm feeling really kind of weird. That ever happened to you?
Yes, it has.
Tell your story.
Well, I was at a gala a couple weeks ago. And
is it gala or gala? I never know.
I don't know.
I think it can be both ways. Both ways.
Okay. I'm going to go with gala.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Sounds cooler.
And I met Jonathan Owen, who is
Jonathan Owen,
very,
of course,
very nice guy.
Green Bay Packer.
Yes.
Who was married to?
Simone Biles.
Exactly.
And I wanted to play it cool. I didn't want to talk about Simone because,
I'm sure
he gets that from everyone. So we talked about his charity and the work, and we exchanged phone numbers. And I was so excited to call and follow up with him.
And again, you weren't some young lady trying to get his...
I'm a married woman.
The whole thing. Yep.
Yeah, I've been married for at least 16 years in July. So
yeah.
I was really excited to talk to him about his work. And so I sent him a text message. I waited, too. I played the game of, wait a couple days.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Yeah.
Wait until after the Packer game.
Yeah.
Wait a couple days after that.
Yeah.
And so I sent him a text and I never heard back.
Todd, I don't feel nearly as bad now.
Well, it's almost like, you date and stuff like that. And then you reach out and you're like, hey, can we get together again? And there's no response.
No response.
Yes. I thought we had a connection, Jonathan. If you're listening, call me.
You should text him 20 more times. Are you there?
Just put Simone on, please.
That's all I want. I just want a picture of Simone or hanging the Y.
Exactly.
Yes. Do you ever feel like he actually felt that way? Like he was secondary to her and all that kind of stuff?
What do you think?
I would think all the time.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
He's a great athlete in his own right.
I had never heard, and I follow pro football. I had never heard of him before he came to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than he's married to Simone.
Yeah.
So we tried getting her here too.
Yeah.
And we didn't get anywhere, huh, Todd?
Nah.
But I said, my daughter from Madison, that's her all-time hero. She would have driven up here in a heartbeat to meet Simone. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those things that it was still cool having her here in Green Bay, wasn't it?
It was. So, Simone, if you want to come back, call
yes.
me.
Yes. Or me. 920.
Right.
Just because he's not playing here anymore doesn't mean
you
can't visit.
You can still come back. Absolutely. She looks so cute in her little Packer gear all the time, didn't she?
I know, right?
I know.
It's way better than the Bears gear.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, she was just such a fan of the city and made us all feel proud to be in Northeast Wisconsin, is what she did.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. No question about it. So you're a financial director of the Y.
That's correct.
And but first I have to add, because as Todd would know, whenever we bring somebody in, first of all, it's not what you're doing and everything. It's like, what can Mino get out of this?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, Todd?
Yeah, that's right. Sorry if we tell you that.
Are you wanting to take a gymnastics class?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the direction he's going.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Way to ruin the surprise. No, I want to live there.
At the Y?
Yeah. Because in your upper floor, it looks like there's storage rooms or something.
I've been up there.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Do you rent those out at all?
No, we don't.
Could you?
They're quite a project. So when we did the renovation many years ago, they did not do the three floors. They did not do the fourth, fifth, and sixth floor.
Yeah.
Because of the cost.
Okay.
But it's some really unique space, and I'm telling you, it would be wonderful to do something with that.
Could I have one of the rooms, maybe? Does it have its own bathroom?
You might have to, like, remove some dust. And
oh, I could do
stuff,
that.
Like,
John doesn't
over.
Care. John doesn't
see my
care.
You should see my apartment
he does
now.
Not care.
You come over, and I'll give you a little tour
okay.
of upstairs.
I would love All that. Right. All right. That was my first thing.
Sounds good.
So anyway, I mean, your downtown YMCA is spectacular. It's been there for how many years? I don't even know.
Over 100 years.
Over 100 years. And we were actually talking one day when we had the, I think it was Eric, the mayor, current mayor on, and we were talking about the architecture in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's one of the most hidden gems is because you have to almost, it's a day, you know, you don't just drive by it generally, you know, in that part of that corner. But the architecture of that is just spectacular. That's old Green Bay that has lived and you know, thrived for over 100 years. That's just a cool building to work in, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's got a lot of history. I remember going there as a kid. You know, it's changed a lot in the inside. It's been renovated, but it still has a lot of the old charm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
The pool is definitely old charm.
Yeah, it is. And that one basketball court is too.
Exactly.
Yeah, kind of a slippery floor.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. But that's really cool. So tell me about what you guys are doing, because the Y is still thriving. I mean, they build health clubs all over the place. But, boy, there's a dedicated group of people from Green Bay that won't go anywhere else but the downtown Y, right?
Yeah. Well, so we're more than the downtown Y. We're actually the greater Green Bay YMCA. So that includes all five of our branches. So we've got Broadview.
Which is a great Y.
Which is where I went mostly as a kid. I learned to swim at the Broadview Y.
Absolutely. My son, too.
Back when we called it Shark and Minnow for the
lessons,
right?
Absolutely. Yep.
We have the East Side YMCA.
Yep.
Our West Side YMCA is actually the largest YMCA right now in number of scans of people coming in, checking in the entire state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Where is that?
That is close to Howard's Wamaco.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, out there. Okay.
Yep.
Fairly new, right? No?
It's been there for a little bit now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think over 10 years old at this point.
Oh, okay. Well, I consider that pretty new.
We have downtown, and then our newest Y is actually The Ridge, which is in De Pere. It's in the Capital Credit Union building.
Okay.
And we opened that last spring.
I did not know this.
Yes. And it's
enlighten me.
It's an adult only Y. And so there is a child care facility in there, but it doesn't have a gym and pool. It has massage chairs.
Okay.
John, you don't have to work out. You can literally just go sit in the massage chair.
I like this a lot. Yes. I like what you're saying. Did you know I started chair yoga today?
Oh, well, there you go. You should go there after
this. I know.
This, I know. Right? Has beautiful
I would
views.
Show you, because when I did it with our last guest, I think I pulled something in my hip. So I'm going to hold off on that. I think
funny.
I pushed a little hard.
Yeah. It's a great facility, though, and it has, you know, same kind of classes and things there too, but just a different type of place. So
I did not know you had that many Ys.
Yeah, we have five.
That's fantastic.
And you know, with our membership growing the way it is, you know, we need to continue to serve the community. So we're looking to really continue to build on that.
I'm sure you guys have had to adapt over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that you guys have done to keep the membership going and going strong?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, we have really built our inclusion programs at the Y.
Okay.
So I think this might be something a lot of folks don't know about is that, you know, part of what we do is try to make sure that we provide programming that really serves the whole community. And one of our programs is called Full Circle, and that's a program for kids with autism.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And, you know, and really all kids, that incorporates play and an opportunity for their parents to get together with other parents as well.
Sure.
And we're actually doing a pilot program this summer where we're going to run a summer program for Full Circle because there's really a gap in the community for parents and kids during the summer season when there's no, when school's not in session.
So it's the parents and kids in the same class?
Yeah, they can come and play together. Or
that's
they
awesome.
Or they can drop their kid if they're ready and go work out.
That's fantastic. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So were you a Y kid? You mentioned about Broadview. You grew up in Alloway. And
I was totally a Y kid. So I went to, I learned to swim in at Broadview Y. I went to summer camp at Unalaya. We have two camps. So Camp Unalaya is one of our camps. I actually was a summer camp counselor at Unalaya.
Were you really?
Mm-hmm, and my husband and I met as summer camp counselors at Unalaya.
No!
So.
I think I saw this movie.
So.
It was on Lifetime, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was.
I'll meet you down by the canoes.
That's the name of the movie.
Yes. Yeah, right. We met by the canoes. Yes.
Exactly. So we arts and crafts, all those things.
Absolutely.
Made me a friendship bracelet and I was sold.
Absolutely. Very cool. Love it.
Yeah. So I've been part of the Y for a long time. And then I went off to school and worked some other places. And I've actually been back at the Y for just a couple months. I started back in August.
I remember I used to help out. I used to promote a bunch. Oh, get this. I used to play noon ball downtown Y before Broadview. Does it still have the balcony / running track above the court?
It does.
It used to be hard to shoot a shot from the corner. I remember that. I remember that.
It does. And sometimes I'll walk that track. My father used to play noon ball down there,
too.
Oh,
no kidding.
And noon ball still happens. It's still
it does.
A thing.
That was, I'll tell you what, though. That was such a hardcore group. And I remember when I first started, it had been like the same guys for like 20 years, I swear. And I was almost like an outsider. It's like, who are you trying to get into our games? It was hard to get into a game at times. It was so competitive. Those guys.
You know, that's how it is with pickleball now.
Is it really? Do you have pickleball courts?
So we set up courts at the West Side.
Okay.
And it is definitely something where there's some competitive things happening with the crowd that feels that they have a little bit more skill.
I have never seen a sport explode from not existing to what it is now in like, is it even 5 years? That it's been around 2 years, 3 years at the most?
2 years.
Wow. So you guys are big with that, huh?
Yep. We have pickleball. That's big. You know, we've expanded some of our programs. We have a ninja class for kids now. That's a lot of fun.
What's that? A ninja class?
Oh, they climb. They jump. They get all that great energy out.
I would have gone to ninja class when I was a kid.
Right?
I could see you doing it now, to be honest with you.
You know, if I had a good hip.
Yeah, exactly. My hip.
We'll get you an adult ninja class.
Okay,
yeah.
Slow ninja class. Right?
You know what I'm terrible at though, and I tried it one time. I did a remote for the National Guard, and they had one of those rock climbing type things where you hang on a little. I'm not good at that at all. Do you have those there?
We do not have rock climbing right now.
Good.
No.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
No. Oh,
but we have a lot of great other programs. We have a lot of our youth, our teen programs too, like our Y Achievers program. The kids go out and they learn about different businesses in the city
super.
Development programs and
Great stuff.
Youth and government programs. So there's a lot beyond just the swim and gym too.
Do you guys still do the ski sale?
They don't.
Oh, they don't?
They don't.
Because that used to be a real big thing.
I know.
I remember that was big.
We got to get some snow first.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you stick around for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to set a quick break. We're back with more. We're with Emily Smith, Executive Director of Financial Development at the YMCA. We're going to let you know how you can help. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with DesignWorks, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. So, Todd.
Yes.
We just found out that my daughter and her were classmates.
I kind of knew that ahead of time because I think she told me.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
I think you mentioned that to me.
Way to let me know.
Got it. Well, you know, sometimes you got to find that stuff out for yourself.
I guess.
Got a couple of texts. Can I share them right away?
Yeah, absolutely.
People having great memories of being at the Y. Tracy and Peter Flukey. They moved over to the Ridge Y when Bell and Fitness closed, and they love it. They say, needless to say, they're spending a lot of time there getting ready for their big next bike trip.
Yeah, they bike trip. They go across the country.
Oh,
yeah.
And also a text asking if she has any information about starting to build and complete the new Y out on 172.
There's another one?
Near the Broadview location?
So our Broadview location is aging, as you probably know.
And pretty crowded.
It was aging when I was a kid, and that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So we do need to replace that Y.
Okay.
And we have worked with the Village of Alloway to come up with a place for that.
Okay.
And now it comes down to funding. Okay. And it is a lot more expensive to build now than it was even when we built our last Y.
Can't even imagine.
And so we are looking
like literally twice as much probably.
Yeah. Three times as much. And so Alloway deserves a new Y. We need one. That community is continuing to grow.
Need a bigger parking space too.
Yeah. And we need to serve more kids and families in the community. And so we are working very hard to figure out how we can make that happen. And for those listeners out there, if somebody's looking to put their name on it, you let me know. But we're really,
I'm going to consider that.
There you go,
Don. I'm going to consider that. Yeah.
It's going to come down to making sure we have the funding to build that Y.
Before you get it started, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got. Exactly. I mean, you don't have to say it, but you got a location kind of spotted out and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. We do, and so that's going to be that's a priority for us.
That's awesome.
Because
that is a big piece of living in Alloway is the Broadview Y. I mean, that's like the social center of Alloway.
It is. And it really, and there's a real opportunity to build it out for the future of Alloway, right? There's a lot of young families moving into that neighborhood.
Well, and that's the thing, because there's a lot of people, like you said about your dad, who still, goes to the Y's and things like that. Excuse me. And I lived in Alloway, and a lot of people that live in Alloway grew up in Alloway, and then their kids move to Alloway. I mean, this is our little niche, our village, and the Y has been a generations really of families, and that's what they go to. So the Y is very important in Alloway.
Exactly. And not just for Alloway too, but Bellevue as well, and that surrounding area that's really growing.
Which is, Todd, I know I didn't mention this to you. The other day I was driving through Bellevue, just on Bellevue Street. And no, not Bellevue Street. What's the main one where IXX is on and stuff?
Limekiln?
Is that Limekiln?
It might be.
Cranky Pats is on that. What is it? Anyway, hey, they have the sign there. And Bellevue, population, 15,000.
Wow. But I was growing up, it was just farmland.
Exactly. Bellevue's got over 15,000 people living in it now. That's incredible how that has grown.
Yeah, there's a huge service area there for the community, and we want to make sure that we're a part of that.
That's cool.
For kids learning to swim and all of the physical fitness activities.
I mean, that's where everybody goes to learn how to swim.
Yeah, exactly.
See, we didn't have a Y where I grew up, so I don't know how to swim.
And that's it.
I don't know how to swim. Yeah. And everybody's like, how do you not know how to swim? Because here's what our swimming lessons were. I've told this story before. Saturday mornings, you get on the school bus. They'd take you up to a place called Champion Beach, which is about 30 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
The instructor would sit in a lounge chair, smoke, and read magazines. And the big kids would throw their younger kids off the dock.
Okay.
There you go.
And I swear that was their entire swimming experience growing up.
True story, because we didn't have a pool in the high school or anything like that. Yes.
Well, it is not uncommon. There are a lot of people, adults, that don't know how to swim either. We actually have adult swim lessons at the Y, John, so we can get you in on that. It's not too late.
I might take you up on that.
So that you can swim with your family, because with all the beautiful lakes we have in Wisconsin, you should have that opportunity just like everyone else. So,
I would love that. You know, yes. I almost drowned a Rastafarian once. Every time, that's
okay, that, there's a book title.
Yeah.
I mean, right there.
Yeah. I almost drowned a Rastafarian.
By John Mino.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hear the story?
Sure.
In Jamaica on my honeymoon. Okay. And I thought it'd be fun to snorkel. Okay. Even though I can't swim. So went on this little thing with this Rastafarian guy. Uh-huh. And he took us to this little place and his like canoe or everything like that. So I'm like, I'm going to do this. I said, well, I don't really know how to swim, but I should be able to snorkel, right? Goes, oh, yeah, man. Yo, no problem, man. Yo, no problem. And I said, well, do me a favor. Just kind of stay close to me, okay? So we're going, and I'm going down. And I grab him around the neck. He's like, no, man. No, man. No, man. Literally. I think I'm even having this on video. I'm literally grabbing him by the neck, and he's like screaming at me. And so we finally get back to the canoe or the boat or whatever. So that was my trip called the day I almost drowned a Rastafarian.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, true story.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not uncommon not to learn and to not learn how to swim if you don't have access to water. And
absolutely.
That's the thing. And we're really lucky here because I lived in Chicago for a time, and there was one YMCA where I lived. And we have five.
Isn't
that
incredible?
You can get to all of them
within,
probably
like, what,
within
10 miles?
15 minutes,
yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
We have a real opportunity to teach all the kids throughout Green Bay to swim and adults too. And so it really comes down to just giving kids that access and adults access. And we don't turn anyone away for failure to pay.
And you know what? We had this beautiful lake in my hometown. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the most beautiful lake you'll ever find in your life.
Yeah.
But you weren't allowed to swim in it because it was the city water. Okay.
Oh.
So it's like, really? You got ducks doing whatever they want to do in the lake. You got all this. But, oh no, we would pollute the water if we swam.
Interesting.
So there was no place to learn how to swim.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a cabin or, as we called it, a camp on a lake, which we didn't.
Yeah.
We got a text here, just throw John off the dock. You'll learn to swim. That's what they tried doing at Champion Beach, my friend, and it didn't work. So tell us a little bit about your fundraising activities.
Sure. Well, so, you know, the YMCA, I think a lot of folks think of it as a gym and swim, right?
Yeah.
But we're more than that. We do
absolutely
a lot of work for the community.
And I love what you said about the autistic kids doing mm-hmm programs for them. I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, our inclusion programs are big. We do
great
a lot of work with teens, with youth, with families. But we do fundraising during the year. It's our annual campaign. We start it in January. It goes till the end of June. And the goal behind that is to fund these programs and to make sure that we fulfill our promise, which is that we never turn anyone away for failure to pay. We want to make sure that it's accessible to everyone. So, you know, a lot of the kids and families that come to the Y, they may not be able to have pay for a membership, and we make sure that they can come anyway.
Awesome.
And same with swim lessons and swim team and all of those things. Going to summer camp, we send kids to summer camp with sleeping bags and all the gear. And that's because of our annual campaign and the dollars the donors give us.
And how do people donate?
You can go to greenbayymca.org/give. Or you can stop downtown, come say hi to me, drop off a check.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
By the way, my daughter, Amber, who went to Doty, where you went to school, uh-huh, was the state champion all-around gymnast.
Wow, that's amazing.
For the YMCA.
That's amazing.
So she took all the gymnastics programs at the Y,
yeah,
and then went down to Beloit, and she won the state all-around competition.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I bet there's a picture of her somewhere up in the downtown Y.
Oh, if it's not, I'll send you one.
Yeah, there you go.
That was quite the thing to watch this little girl, yeah, do all this stuff and then calling out, yeah, Amber Mino is the state champion.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We have a number of kids on our gym team right now that are scholarship through our annual campaign dollars that they would not be able to be on our gymnastics team without annual campaign support.
That's a very underrated program that you have, their gymnastics,
yeah,
program. And
yeah,
I think it's great for kids, the confidence it gives them and everything.
Yeah.
Awesome. Emily Smith, Executive Director, Financial Development, YMCA. Please keep doing what you're doing. The YMCA is such an important part of living around here.
Thanks, John. It was great talking to you.
Great talking, yep, to you. We're going to set a quick break. Pete Schwabo will be joining us back after this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump will hold his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters in Wisconsin have not made up their minds. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Billions of dollars have been sent down from Joe Biden to the governor and to the mayors and to communities like this that have helped, you know, change people's lives.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Oshkosh will continue to have a mayor and deputy mayor. The council rejected a proposed ordinance that would have changed the titles to council president and council vice president. Councilman Carl Bulow.
Some of them vehemently, passionately for changing it to president. Some of them vehemently, passionately to not change away from mayor. Some of them saying, well, whatever we do, it should go to referendum, since that's was 20 years ago. And a lot of them said, don't care, just get stuff done, please. But they didn't use the stuff word.
The council voted 4-2 against changing the title. Wisconsin State Patrol officers arrest 36-year-old Appleton man for his fifth OWI after responding to a crash on Lodge Road in Shawano County in the town of Sicily Tuesday morning. The accident happened just after 8 a.m. Officials say the odor of intoxicants was observed and the driver was arrested for OWI fifth offense. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose in double overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead, but somehow the Lakers came back to beat Milwaukee at five serve form, 128-124 in double overtime. Giannis Antetokounmpo at his locker after the loss.
At the start of the game, we moved the ball really well side to side. I think in the last couple of minutes of the game, it was like one pass shot. In the lead, I think they did a good job just, you know, playing great defense, switching, having us play one-on-one.
So the Bucks now head to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rockies 6-1 in their final game of spring training. Milwaukee actually finished above the 500 mark with a record of 16-14 in Cactus League action. They're off to New York to face the Mets tomorrow on opening day. Manager Pat Murphy on losing center fielder and leadoff man Garrett Mitchell to a broken left hand suffered over the weekend during batting practice.
Yeah, a fracture in his hand. He's getting an opinion right now with the hand specials.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a little breezy again today, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 37 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, 42. And then by Friday, we're going to warm it back up. It'll be mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Very great having Emily Smith, Executive Director of Financial Development for the YMCA here. I'm not even kidding about this. I might take them up on the adult swim lessons. What do you think about that?
I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We always give Milton crap for not being able to swim. Yeah. Right? And you don't know how to swim.
No, not at all. Not a lick.
Are you gonna what's the attire gonna be? Let's be upfront about this.
Like a swimsuit from the 20s.
So like the one piece?
Yeah.
Tops and bottoms.
Absolutely. Remember the old what beer was it? Used to have the advertisements. Was it Pabst, I think? Remember Pabst Blue Ribbon? Yeah. Pete Schwab would remember that. Pete, remember the old advertising for Pabst Blue Ribbon? The guys from like the 20s, late early teens? I'm going to wear something that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
The swimwear you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple of those.
Okay.
Well, they fit Mino. That's the big question.
I wear them as pajamas.
Absolutely. Well, actually, we had that big thing going the other day, or yesterday, I think, when Todd said about he works in his pajamas. And I was wondering, do you still, like I said, the last time I wore pajamas was when I was 12. My Uncle Nacho and Auntie Sylvia bought them for me. And that's the last time I wore pajamas. Do you wear pajamas? Where the top matches the bottom.
Okay. And I don't understand that. Like, you only see that in movies now. Does anybody still wear matching pajamas, like with the robe over it?
That was my exact question. You know, I like watching reruns of the old Mary Tyler Moore, or the Dick Van Dyke Show. And for some reason, Rob was always in his pajamas. And that's like the last time I remember anybody wearing the full regalia pajamas. I don't even know if they sell those anymore for guys, do they?
Oh, you can find them, especially around Christmas for gift ideas and stuff like that.
Okay.
That's when you get them. You get them at Christmas, you unwrap them, you go, oh, these are great. And then you never
wear them.
They get tossed out with the wrapping paper.
Yes.
I like to wear the nude pajamas. Here we go.
You know, I already said this, Pete, yesterday. I don't know if I want to bring up an uncomfortable subject, but I have never slept naked in my life.
Really? Wait a minute. You haven't worn pajamas since you were 12.
Yeah.
And you have never slept naked in your life.
Right. Because I would never be able to sleep because I've always got that weird thing. What if somebody breaks in? I don't have to fight some guy while I'm naked.
You know what?
The sight alone might
say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if I just jumped up naked.
I'm out.
Just relax. I'm out of here. Yes.
I'm going to send you guys something I shot years ago. I was trying to direct commercials, and I actually shot with the actor Lance Barber and another actor named Mark Tyke. They broke into a house and were stealing a guy's Miller High Life. The guy sees him. They see him in the kitchen. He takes his underwear off and walks towards them, and they freak out and leave.
Oh, my God.
It's exactly what you're saying. You're right. Nobody wants to fight a naked guy.
No. Wow. I like that. Maybe I will start sleeping naked now, Pete. Thank you.
Hey, it's supposed to be really good for your circulation.
Ah, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, seriously.
I like your hat that you're wearing. People can't see it if they're not watching the thingy here, but you're wearing the old ski cap right now. Any reason for that?
Yeah, bedhead.
Okay. All right.
I want to look nice for the people.
Yeah.
That are watching on the stream. Yeah. I just woke up.
I want to apologize for scaring you that one night.
Wait, which time?
When I came down looking for that case of beer that somebody had left us, and unbeknownst to me, Todd had taken it. So I was trying to look into your studio, but you have the lights so far down, and I had my face up next to the thing. And you thought there was some weird guy peering in at you from the window. And unbeknownst to me, Todd had already taken it home.
At night, we get some characters walking by there. I don't know if I told you this, John. I told Todd. So we got flashed about last Friday.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He's requisitioned
girl.
Yeah, he requisitioned for some curtains. So we're going to get that put in for you, Pete. We've got the curtain wrought up already.
Oh, that's true. Was it a guy or a girl?
Yeah. It was a girl. So I don't know that we need the curtains just yet, Todd. But
once that turns the corner, we got to fix it.
Did you throw some beads? How come Jim and I never, that never happens to us?
Well,
wow. That says something.
It was so crazy. Kristen Lyerly was in the studio and we were just kind of talking after the show, and Conrad was with us. Conrad had just left, unfortunately. But yeah, this couple walked by, they waved. I waved because it was after the show, you know, whatever. And then 2 seconds later, she jumps back in, flashes us. And
wow.
We hear Kristen's like, she said, all I heard was laughing because she had her back to the window.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, was, my goodness. All righty. Hey, your show is rocking, Pete. I think you've got a great show going. Every night here, 8 to 10, right?
7 to 9.
Actually. 7 to 9. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I was thinking Eastern time.
That's right.
Right. It doesn't matter what time zone
you're from. The UP. I'm doing, yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's a lot of fun to do. It's great.
And tell everybody here, for my listeners or our listeners, a little bit about your background once again in entertainment, in the movie business, and all the different endeavors you've done and continue to do.
I started doing stand-up comedy in college in the early 90s, and I just toured all over and was fortunate enough to be on TV a lot when they had all those stand-up comedy shows on TV. Moved to LA and started writing and was lucky enough to sell some screenplays and do some staff writing jobs. That was really fun, and a little bit of acting. And then I moved back to Wisconsin about 12 years ago and have been hosting a show on PBS and doing a little bit of radio, but this is really fun. When I talked to Civic Media about doing a show, I was like, oh man, finally I can talk about all the crazy different avenues I've had in show business. And that's kind of what I do every night. You know, I have guests from entertainment industry, some people from Wisconsin, and we talk cultural stuff, and it's really fun. It's a really fun show to do.
So you had Dr. Chad on last night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check this out, Pete. You're gonna enjoy this story.
Oh, your opinion on something. I'm gonna read something to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how I should feel about this, because we had Chris here from the chapel who thought I got blown off pretty good, but I need and Todd does too. So I don't know why I did this. Okay. I don't know why I did this. So Todd and maybe you'd like to be involved with this. Todd and I, our dream is to do a game show, a regular bona fide game show. Okay. And we were talking about it yesterday. So Dr. Chan and I were all good friends. Okay. So anyway, I sent him this text. Okay. So Todd and I both had the same dream of being game show hosts. We both grew up with Password, Let's Make a Deal, Match Game, etc. We would love to come up with a local version of a game show. Any ideas that you might have, and would you have any interest in joining us for something like that? And as Chris pointed out, he left me red, meaning he read it but didn't respond.
Left him on red. So that pretty much says exactly how Dr. Chan feels about that.
Look, he could just be noodling it. You know, I wouldn't take that as a. When was that? When did you
last
send
night?
That?
Last night.
Oh, you got to give him a little bit of time.
Okay.
Look, the guy is still coming off this incredible high.
Yeah.
Of being a Jeopardy rock star.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, I would give him a little time.
Okay.
It was so funny because we were talking about this last night when he was on the show during a break. And I said, some people just have like game show intelligence.
Yeah.
And Bennett has all kinds of intelligence, but my friend was on Wheel of Fortune and there was like, the word was like air conditioner. And I think they had the O from conditioner and he guessed air conditioner.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what? And Ben showed me a thing that his friend had done too. Like it was like three words and it was like insane. So I don't even understand. I would embarrass myself if I went on a game show.
I watched that a little bit because it comes on right after Jeopardy, I believe. So there's sometimes I'll leave it on and I could never get none. I would be not one word would I be able to get. That's the hardest thing in my mind. So Pete, talk a little bit about when you were in LA and you're trying to be an actor. What was that like? Because by the way, we do have a kinship. What did I show you the other night as I walked into your show uninvited? What did I show you live on the air?
You showed me your participation award.
Thanks, Pete. I think the connection's going bad right about now.
No, you showed me an award you won for acting in college.
Yes.
I did believe you, John, when you told me that. It's not like I didn't believe you.
But the reason
you
came
in with verification, it was pretty cool.
Yes, just barged into your show to show you that. Yes. But but the reason I did that is because I've been mad at you for what, about 20 years? About 20 years?
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple decades.
Murphy was too. And so is Nick, my other partner, because when you were putting together the Pope, was it the Pope? No, the, what was it about?
The
Godfather.
The Godfather of Green Bay.
Of Green Bay. We were trying to get parts in it, bit parts. And we contacted your people and we got blown off. We didn't have texting then, but if it had been texting, what would it have been, Todd?
I don't know.
What? Left red?
Left on red.
Left on red.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Yours was left unread?
No, it was read. It was left.
Oh, it was read. Okay.
Is that how you pronounce it, Todd?
Left unread.
Left on. Oh, yeah. 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 They read it and then left.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So we learned some terminology on the show today.
Absolutely. Good terminology.
I made you swear. All I can say is.
Oh my God,
Amanda! Can you send that to me? I'm going to put it up on Facebook. Can you send that to me?
Yeah. She just did a thing of me in the onesie swimsuit.
Amanda, who's one of the producers here, is amazing with Photoshop.
About how I want to take adult swim lessons.
I'm going to put it up on StreamYard in just a second.
All right. So let me ask you this, though, Pete. What was it like? Because I actually, when I was going to school in Arizona State, and a lot of kids that I went to school with, did that. When they graduated, they went over to L.A. and tried getting into, you know, whatever. And it's a tough gig. It's a really tough gig because they all had other, you know, they're all bartenders, waitresses. They still had to pay the rent while they'd go to auditions. People don't realize how hard that is, do they?
No, it is hard. And I was lucky enough when I went to L.A., I had been doing stand-up for a living for about 9 years, and I had a lot of friends out there. So I had a pretty good network already set up who were, and you know, everybody kind of paid it forward when somebody new moved out there and showed you around, took you around to the clubs and that kind of stuff. So I kind of had that. So the acting thing was like a side hustle almost after stand-up. And then I just kind of ignored them both because, like I said, I got lucky and got into writing. So most of the acting I did, John, was mostly like friends who we're making movies.
Right.
Hey, audition for this or be in this. So I already had a connection. I wasn't like cold reading.
Okay.
I got a couple things that way, but man, I can't imagine if I had to do that. Like, you know, I don't have an acting award like you did. If I had that.
Right.
You
know, then different story.
Yeah, I know. It is tough. It's a tough record, but it's like anything. I tell people, like, if you bust your butt and you work hard and things happen. And that's just typically the way it goes. And if you have no talent whatsoever, then you get into casting or you get into catering, you know,
or you get into radio.
That's how radio. Exactly.
Hey, you know,
I wouldn't have lumped us into that category, John. But okay, that works.
I, this is true. I could have been in two movies.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. True story. Okay.
Yeah.
When I was at ASU, there were two movies that were being filmed in Phoenix. Okay. And they sent out a thing because I was taking, you know, I was a theater minor type thing at ASU. And I've never forget this on the bulletin board. Hey, extras needed. So the guy from ASU was hiring the extras. And he said, for theater students, if you'd like to be involved, we'll put you in. Not guarantee you're going to be in the movie, but, you know, whatever. Okay. The two movies were, one was Meteor, where this meteor came and was going to hit the earth and whatever, and it was going to hit Phoenix. I want to say Leslie Ann Warren. Remember that name?
Oh, wow, yeah.
She was in it. And one of my buddies actually got a speaking role as a National Guardsman, where he says, you're not allowed to take luggage. You have to evacuate. So I could have got an extra on that. And the other one was a film called Gauntlet with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Yes. And it's where he was driving down Central Avenue up to the state capitol type thing in Phoenix, and it was just lined with people or whatever and everything.
Yeah.
Yes. So there you go.
And the gauntlet was like state troopers and everybody's trying to block him from getting to the state capitol, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
I totally remember that.
You remember that?
So wait, were you an extra in that?
I could have been. I was, because I had to go back. It was during the summer. I had to go back to work in the iron ore mines to pay for school. Yeah.
Well, that's fun too. Do you,
so do the two of you want to see?
Yeah, the open pit iron ore mine or working with Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood movie.
I think I'll go work in the mine. Yeah.
You guys want to see that picture Amanda came up with?
Sure.
So please. We were talking about John joining the swim, learning how to swim at the Y.
Yes.
And he said he was going to wear one of those onesies. So
in the 20s.
Amanda came up with this.
Oh, wow. Great
ones. I like it. All right.
We should probably put a black box over part of that picture.
I know which part you're saying. Yeah,
we should probably pixelate
over
that.
Yeah, and I will say this, though. My calves are a lot bigger than that. I mean,
did she add a cup?
I know. I know.
Codpiece, yes.
That would put somebody off their breakfast. Wow. All right, Pete, we're going to set our break. Stick around. We want to talk a little bit more about your career and what you got coming up on your show, okay? Thanks,
you
brother.
Bet.
Pete Schwab joining us. Mind the Mayor Show back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Right, Pete? Hello, Pete? Pete, are you there?
Not hearing you, Pete.
Pete, we don't hear you. Pete.
You know what? I thought I would do an experiment and try talking so loud.
Yeah.
Even with unmute, it would work, but it didn't
work.
It's
close. So. We could almost hear you. Wasn't that 85, that song?
Very good technology. Yeah.
I think so.
And it's my favorite song by them is Walk of Life. Remember that song?
Absolutely. Didn't that have a kind of a cool video, too? You know what? When you say a song from that era, were there any songs? Todd, were you doing radio then?
Yep.
Was there any song that you'd play that was top 40 that didn't have a video?
No, of course not. You had to have a video to sell your music.
Isn't that crazy?
Because people wanted to see it.
And, you know, I remember Springsteen interview with him one time. He's like, I'm never going to do a video, man. You know, my songs, it's from the heart, man. And I want people to create their own video in their own heads, man. And then all of a sudden he saw how popular videos were. And all of a sudden it's like, man, I'm going to do videos from my songs. Although you want to know one video he never should have done was Glory Days, because he cannot throw a baseball. Do you remember that? He cannot throw a baseball at all. He should not have done that video.
And if you want to watch John Mino throw a softball or a baseball,
yeah,
go on to YouTube and search for TV 11.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Wisconsin. You look for that, and there's a promo with all the news people, including John, and there's a great shot of you at the very end of the promo throwing.
Yes. I throw pretty well.
You look very athletic in that, I'll say.
Hello, Wisconsin. We Channel 11 loves you or something.
That's
like that.
Right.
Yeah, TV 11 loves you. Yes. That was about 85, actually. That's a great era. What's your all-time?
Wait, is the throw good?
He looks like a professional ball player.
Yeah.
Nice.
What's your all-time favorite music video?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Probably you can't even say Michael Jackson stuff anymore.
Why?
But when Thriller came out, that was incredible.
Well, yeah, that was incredible.
It was like a movie.
Yeah.
And
was that Spielberg or somebody? Who directed that? Somebody big, right?
Oh, you might be right. Yeah, it was like a big director.
Real big time. Yeah.
Song Video Killed the Radio Star. That's very true. I mean, where did Anne Murray disappear to? After videos came out, or
she went back
to
Canada.
Yeah. You know what my favorite?
And she was great. She had great songs and a great voice.
I liked it when the videos actually, it was almost like a mini movie. My favorite video of all time, and this might not be a real popular one, but do you remember Smuggler's Blues?
Yep.
Oh yeah, Glenn Frey.
I love that video. Yeah. What's
that
yours?
Was. You know, that was like an extension of Miami Vice.
Yeah. Although exactly. That's exactly what it was. But another one, Hot for Teacher.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Centerfold was a good one. Jay Giles Band.
Absolutely.
They had a kind of cool, video.
Yep. ZZ Top was popular.
Oh, ZZ Top videos were great.
Yeah.
But the one that Stacy's mom has got it going on, that was kind of after, I remember that was all the rage. Like, that's one of the most popular videos ever. And I don't get that. I mean, I got it.
Was that Rod Stewart's wife that was in that?
Rachel Hunter,
yes.
Right? Is that
yes.
Was she married to him?
I think so. Wasn't she?
I dated her in the late 80s. I don't know when she met Rod. I can't remember.
Sledgehammer nice from Peter Gabriel was one of the most played videos on MTV. And Aha, Take On Me, which was that mix between video and the drawings.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That was a phenomenal video. Loved Aha. Yes. Have you ever heard the slower version of that song?
The acoustic version? No.
So great.
Really?
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah. I mean, it's mellow, but it's like, it's better than the original, in my opinion. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Anything by Seeger, whatever video Seeger did was always good. All of his videos were great. Yeah. Oh, listen. Hey, Todd doesn't mess around. Pete.
On the spot.
Pete, I know you like Convoy, but you gotta get Todd in to produce your show one day, man. Listen to this. He's the king.
Is it Todd singing, though?
That's Todd singing, yes.
Just pulled out a guitar and started singing. Yeah. Nobody can find a video that quick.
People tell me I sing like an angel.
Hey, speaking of which.
Yeah.
We heard through the grapevine that somebody has a birthday tomorrow, and his name may be Pete Schwabba.
It rhymes with Meat Mama.
Meat Mama. Pete Schwabba, the Meat Mama.
And one of the things John Mino is known for on the radio, mm-hmm. besides being a top-notch broadcaster, mm-hmm. is the fact that he is the birthday song singer from mm-hmm. all those years ago.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna have that for you. When we instead of background music going out, bumper music, that's what it's going to be, especially to you.
I love it.
What do you think about
that? That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bromance.
I forgot about that song.
What have you got coming up in your show tonight?
We have Todd Townsend, who has played for Marquette on their Final Four team in the mid-2000s. He'll be on the show tonight to talk about Marquette's appearance in the final or in the Sweet 16.
That's very cool.
Yeah, he was Dwayne Wade's backcourt mate, and he's actually happens also to be my cousin. So we'll have Todd on tonight to talk about Marquette. Yeah, yeah.
And that's when Diener, I think, was it one of the Diener boys was a point guard for
Tom
them?
Crean. Oh, yeah. Wow, was Travis Diener on
was
that
it
team?
Travis?
It was Travis Diener. He's from Wasaukee up here in Marinette County.
Are they originally?
No, that was Anthony Pieper.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Thinking
that was
Anthony Pieper.
The Deavers are from Fond du Lac.
Yes, exactly.
The Dieners.
That whole family, legendary family. He had a nice career in the NBA, too. Very nice career.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's cool to have him. You know, Todd Kowalczyk was the assistant coach in that team. We had Todd on last week.
Oh, fun.
Yes. Baroni. I think Baroni was on that team. Tony Baroni.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about that name? You gotta do something in life when your name is Tony Baroni.
I know. You can't beat that. I'll tell you what. That's cool to have him on. Isn't that cool watching Marquette right now?
It's, you know what? Frankly, who else? I mean, I'll root for the Big Ten, but yeah. I think everybody in Wisconsin now has had to set their sights on Marquette.
Yeah. I love that point guard for them, that lefty. Isn't he amazing?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're fun. They're great. I love Shaka Smart. Like,
yeah. Great
he's
coach.
One of those guys, like, I look forward to him talking after the game. I love what he says about the game. Like, that's just.
There's no coach speak.
I was just going to say that. Like, everyone, we had a. And it's just, he's like locked in and has like original thoughts.
Yep.
He's really fun to listen to.
What a great find it was. You know, people are ripping guard because they're just not going anywhere. We're just kind of treading water. But you know what's amazing? In the last 10 years, Wisconsin is the third winningest team in the conference in the last 10 years.
Something.
And you'd never think that.
You know, couldn't you totally see Greg Gard in those pajamas you were wearing in that photo?
Yeah. 100%.
Shaka Smart, he's just wearing boxers and maybe a t-shirt, but
he's
that's,
cool.
that's Greg Gard. That's Greg Gard's pajama.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look like you have a cup there.
not a cup.
Well, Pete, what I wear is Greg Gard activewear. That's my line.
I like it.
Yeah.
Pete, continued success with your show once again, 7 to 9 right here on, you're pretty much statewide, aren't you?
Yeah,
on the Civic
statewide
Media Radio Network.
Yeah,
yes,
that's right. Yeah,
20 stations.
Seven
that's
to nine
amazing.
Every night, it's fun. Join us at night. We have a good time. We have some laughs. I have a lot of comedians on, some actors.
He's trying to drag this out. So
I know.
That,
I know. Well, Pete, I just have one final thing to say to you.
Please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. To you,
wow. Please don't
happy
be sexy. I'm vulnerable.
Birthday.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome former Marquette guard and Dwayne Wade backcourt mate Todd Townsend. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.